SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
This is the San Diego Motorsports Show on AM 1170, The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on the San Diego Motorsports Show. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You're listening to SD Motorsports right here on KCBQ AM 1170. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford. They are the motorsport dealer in San Diego, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to elcajonford.com for all your Ford needs, whether it's new, used, or service. That's right. And they've got a quick lane, which means they'll work on everything in your driveway. Check them out. El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. Well, hey, we have a grand champion on the line. We've got Sparky from the Mazda MX-5 Cup. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Wow, you got to be one happy camper, wouldn't you say?
I'd say so. Yeah. It was something I didn't expect to happen, and it happened, so.
Yeah, and you got John Dean. John Dean's also tuned in. He's going to listen in and maybe chat or two. How you doing, John?
Hey, Dave, thanks, man. Good to be on.
You know, I'm so happy to support you guys and support Mazda and the MX-5 Cup. But, Sparky, kind of walk us down the road. Tell us the trail you've been on and how you got to where you're at today.
Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, you could just do this year. You don't have to do – I thought about it when I said it. Like, oh, my God, he's going to do his whole life. No, just this year getting you right up to winning the championship.
You know, this year we got the new chassis, so that was a little bit of a rocky road to get the car – do the preseason testing, learn the car, and just keep developing. And we really were just kind of looking to just keep up our momentum from the previous season when John won the championship. You know, we knew we had a lot on the line to live up to. And, you know, a new car and pretty much, you know, is going to have teething issues. You know, it's just something that's inevitable. A brand new car off a Mazda showroom floor and you send it out on a racetrack. You know, you're going to find things that no one expected.
Right. And you're not the only one. I mean, John, you ran this series too, right?
Yeah, I won the championship last year in 2015. And both Sparky and I actually started in the MX-5 Cup in the same season in 2012. So both of us are kind of veterans to this series at this point.
Until they handed you a totally different car.
Yep, absolutely.
Well,
but
the thing of it is, I mean, it was all equally down the. I mean, everybody had the same car. Everybody had the same issues. Everybody had to, and I think everybody in the MX-5 Club. Don't you guys all have your own ways of setting your cars up to satisfy your driving needs?
Yeah, and even amongst the team, we all set the cars up slightly differently.
Mm-hmm.
Sparky and I together, we do a lot of the actual setup work to the car and decide, you know, what clicks and what rake changes will make the car handle the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we learn trickles down to the other five members of our team. We're a seven car team with six sideways this year. And, you know, we have Drake Kemper as one of our teammates. And Drake is interesting. He's got a bit of a different driving style than both Sparky and I. So, you know, we end up having to throw a bit of a setup change to his car for his liking. But typically, Nathaniel and I run really close on the setups to each other because we have a similar way of driving.
Right. And people, if for the non-drivers out there that don't understand what we're talking about, I mean, it could be everything up from braking to accelerating to cornering to just flat handling, because a lot of the driving is through the seat of your pants. And if it doesn't feel right, you got to figure out a way to correct it.
Yeah, the
most common thing I would say that would make a person fast is just being comfortable in their own car.
Exactly. You know, you're absolutely right. It's just like a pair of slippers. You know, if they feel good, you'll be happy. If they don't feel good, you're not going to be happy. And all the and how many different tracks did you guys run this year?
What? Five?
I was going to say about four or five, if nothing else.
Was it five or is it? I think it's six, actually.
Is it six? And those are six different tracks that take six different setups, correct?
For the most part, you know, we go to, if you think about most tracks are, you know, will have more one corner than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of tracks are right-hand tracks where you have more right-hand corners and left-hand corners,
mm-hmm.
Except for Mazda Raceway at Laguna Seca. So when we go there, that track is predominantly left-hand turns. So we have to set the car up a little differently from Mazda Raceway than we do to the rest of the tracks, just for a corner balance, which would be your balance from left rear to right front versus your right rear to left rear. So
okay.
We have to stagger the car a little differently for Mazda Raceway.
I gotcha. So, okay, so now, Sparky, you've won. Okay, that's over with. What's next? I mean, you're done. What's next? Come on. I can hear Mazda now. All right. Congratulations. Here's your cup. Now let's move on.
Well, the race that I won at Mazda Raceway the other week is the Global Invitational. It's kind of a one-off for the series where Mazda is trying to promote other countries into building their own MX-5 Cup. So that way we can have a global champion every year. We have people from all over the other countries coming over to race here. And then in other years where they have Americans going out cross seas and trying to, you know, show those guys that we know how to drive over here too. And fortunately I won this year, the Global Invitational. So I'm pretty excited about that, but we got to make our main focus at the end of this year is to win the overall series championship this year,
mm-hmm.
you know, and win it for our team Six Sideways. If we can do two championships in a row, you know, that's looking pretty good for our team.
That would be massive. So Dean, what have you been doing? John, what have you been doing, this year? I mean, I know you raced the season. How'd you come out so far?
My results haven't looked as good as what I feel like they should have.
Uh-huh.
I've had some bad luck, you know, some other drivers making some mistakes that ended up costing me the race, you know.
Yeah.
But there's nothing we can do about that. And in the end, I'm happy with the way I've driven the car. I've been extremely fast all year. I've taken, I think, 6 poles out of,
wow.
10 races so far.
Wow.
And I've been on the podium 5 out of 10 races, so I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, I'd say 50%.
A lot better than I am in points, but he's got a 69 point lead right now on second place. So I have been trying to be as good of a teammate as I can to make it any easier that I can on Sparky to finish and win the championship.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to win is as a team. I mean, whether it be the crew.
Absolutely.
Yeah, your crew, your fellow drivers, if they're on the team. Yeah, the days of being an independent, those are pretty much gone. I mean, you can't survive. And I think that's what the Mazda MX-5 Cup, not only does it bring great race car drivers, male and female, out of the woodwork, but it teaches you guys how to race with a team, because who knows? I mean, that's where the money's at, and that's where the future's at, running for whether it be Mazda, Chevrolet, Ferrari, BMW, you know, it doesn't make any difference, but you got to have that team attitude. And if you don't understand how to work with a team, then you're not going to go very far.
Yeah. And that teamwork comes from many different angles. You know,
yes.
We think about it a lot as teamwork from one driver to the other, but it's way beyond that. You know, you have to be able to communicate with an engineer well,
yes.
in order to develop the handling of the car, like Sparky was saying, to make the car more comfortable to drive.
Right. Hey, can you
and
guys
on and on to your crew members?
Hey, can you guys hang on for a little bit? I'm going to give you another 15 minutes if you got time.
Yeah, perfect.
You guys are great. All right, we're going to be right back. Sparky and John Dean, right here on KCBQ AM 1170. We are the SD Motorsports Show, and we're talking Mazda MX-5 Cup. Stay tuned.
Saying, "I don't know," is no longer acceptable. This is AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports. I've got Sparky and John Dean on the line. John Dean was last year's Mazda MX-5 champion. Sparky is this year's. And they are moving forward up the racing ladder. They're a team. They work extremely well together, and we brought them back on. And by the way, this segment is brought to you by Barona Circle Track. Dirt Dude is on the wings. He's going to call in here in a few minutes, and I'm sure he's got some updates, but need to check out Barona Speedway. Got to keep our racetracks alive and well, and the only way that happens is with butts in the seat. So you need to go to your local track. I don't care if it's dirt, asphalt, straight, left turn, right turn. I do not care. You got to keep our tracks open, period. All right, we'll get back to Sparky and John Dean. How are you guys doing?
Still doing pretty good.
All right, so, well, Sparky's all happy. I can hear the smile on his face. John is not quite as happy as Sparky, but John was happy last year when he won the championship. So, but that's okay, John. You're a team player. You're going to help Sparky get up there, and then whoever takes it next year. So you guys have got this out of the way. What is the what's the next challenge for both of you? Sparky, we'll let you go first.
Well, the next challenge is definitely just finish out the season.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm a race car driver.
Sure. How many more races in the season? Part. How many more races?
1 weekend, 2 races.
Oh, wow. 1 weekend. And where at?
One more round. Yeah.
Where at?
We're at Atlanta and Georgia.
Atlanta and Georgia. Well, let's hope the weather. Now, how about you, John? Same thing?
Well, I'm the, you know, owner of the team, Six Sideways. So for me, having Sparky leading the championship versus me is great. You know, it's almost as good as me winning the championship.
I was just going to say, who are you packing, dude? I mean, your shovel must be really, really big, because you know darn good and well, John, you would just as soon beat Sparky and tell him, hey, did we not do a good job?
Hey, I would love to beat him, but he's driving really, really good this year.
Yeah.
And for the team owner side of me, it's fantastic. And you know, the future for us is a little bit difficult to unfold right now. We're not 100% sure what we want to do yet in the next year. I know as a team we would love to return in the MX-5 Cup with a, you know, 5+ car team for next season, but for Sparky and myself, where we're going to be driving, not 100% sure yet. There's a few options on the table, and I know I'll be kind of looking into a few of them, and if that has to go to an endurance series, that would be fine with me, but, you know, we'll just see.
You're kind of a half steering wheel, will travel kind of guy, right? Tell the truth. You mean to tell you would never turn a steering wheel down? I don't care if it's a boat, airplane, or a car or a truck, right?
That is definitely me, 100%.
And I think Sparky's probably the same way, right, Sparky?
Yeah, I was thinking some of those steering wheels sounded kind of cooler than ours.
Let me tell you what, I'm 71 years old, and I will never, ever turn down a steering wheel. I've got a good medical plan. I don't care. I will definitely do it. Hey, I'm going to let you guys hit the road. Hey, Sparky, give a website out so people can get a hold of you or at least follow you.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. You can look us up for Six Sideways. And I also have a personal page called Nathaniel Sparks Motorsports, and that's probably the place you can get our best information.
All right. And, John, same thing, Six Sideways Racing?
Same thing. Yeah, Six Sideways on Facebook. We are in the middle of redesigning our website.
Okay.
It'll be up soon again. SickSideways.com.
Spell
and
that.
And, of course, myself on Facebook.
Yeah.
S-I-C-K, Sideways.
Right.
S-I-D-E-W-A-Y-S.
All right. We'll get you back on, and we'll try to have you explain the name of your team.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, all right. It's John, Sparky. Thanks a ton. Keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up, and we'll be bugging you down the road. And, you know, just don't hesitate to reach out to me. I mean, we only got one date, 2 races. Let's talk afterwards, and let's do some bench racing.
Right on. Thank you very much.
All right, you guys take care. Hey, right now we got Dirt Dude on the line. Dirt Dude, how in the heck are you doing, son?
I'm actually doing pretty good. This is one of my last few weekends kind of off. Coming up on a pretty long stretch here all of October and some of the beginning of November. Next race will be the 24th, so next weekend we're back at Barona Speedway for September race. It's going to be the kind of the end of the points for our modifieds and dwarf cars, so that's going to be last points race for them. And then the next weekend, the first and second, I'm going to be at Paris Auto Speedway, doing the Paris Fair with WJS and Monster Trucks.
Oh, really? You're up there, huh?
Yeah, I kind of picked up that gig. That's a pretty good front show that I'll get to do. And then back to our track for the 8th, which is the next weekend after that, and that's going to be our really season ender for Verona Speedway. That's the end of the points for everyone else.
Right.
And then we're going the next weekend's the 15th. I'm going to go up to Turlock and work another monster truck event. And then come back to Verona Speedway for our last race on the 22nd. That we're doing that figure eight race. And I got another group I'm trying to bring in. They have 7 cars, they said, dedicated right now. And once I get the official word that we can announce it, we're going to do an exhibition race for them on the 22nd. Maybe it might be a new class we might bring up next year for our 2017 season. So,
wow. You know, one of the groups, and I'm glad you're hooked up with the monster truck guys, because, you know, they don't get a lot of airtime. So don't hesitate to grab some names, contact information, some phone numbers. I would love nothing better to chat with any and all of the monster truck folks. In fact, I told you what my goal is, to get AARP to build a truck and let me drive. You know that would be a winner.
WGS Motorsports, they're kind of on the West Coast here. So they do a lot of things in California. I mean, they actually had another event that they wanted me to do on the 8th, which is Santa Rosa. We have a race at our track. So they do a lot of stuff in all of Southern California, all of California, Oregon, Washington, some Nevada, and just all over the place.
Well,
they're actually working. They do like 2 shows on a weekend, two different counties. A lot of county fairs and state stuff.
Well, hey, let's team up. If you can't call the race, call these guys back up Monday. Tell them, hey, I got a guy that'll do it for you.
I think you actually helped him out. That demolition derby you did this year, fire demolition derby.
Yeah.
That was WGS event.
Yeah, well, hey, I didn't know who the group was, but yeah, if you're talking to them, say, hey, because if you can't do it, I'll step in, but I mean, I would never step on your parade, but if they need somebody that, I'll be more than happy to do it. You know me. We'll have fun.
I'm actually looking for more. I'm like, who else wants me to go somewhere else? I will go anywhere.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got to keep your toes in every – well, that's why I'm saying, instead of you saying no and letting them get somebody else, have them get me, and I'll make sure I tell them that no, you got to go back to – Craig, I'm just here to. I'm his temp.
Yeah, and actually, then we're taking a weekend off, and then I'm going to go to Vegas for SEMA.
I may be. I'll look for you. I think I'm going to go too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go over with. It looks like it's going to be a Mini Cooper MX, and then I might be doing some videos as well with. I don't know. I haven't heard. I'm just waiting for the finalization. I don't know where I'm going to sleep. I know I can get the credentials. I guess I'll just sleep in the fountain at Caesar's Palace.
So you bathe in the fountain, you sleep in the alleys. That's what it is.
Oh, I got it all backwards. Now I might beat up RV Solutions, see if they'll give me an RV just to take over there. That way I can just live in my RV while I'm over there. But I haven't been to SEMA in a long time.
This will be my first event. My stepbrother's actually running a booth or running a display there. It'll be his second year.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a bunch of other friends that are going to be there, yeah. So it should be a lot of fun.
Before you go down to your nearest drugstore and you get a great big box of those blue shoe insole thingies. Dr. Scholl's. Because I'm telling you right now, dude, after the first day of hoofing SEMA, you'll be dying. You will be dying.
I'll max out my pedometer on my phone.
Oh, it'll smoke that thing.
Every day.
It'll smoke it. I'm telling you, it darn near killed me. I swear to God, it almost killed me, but it was a lot of fun.
You didn't get a cart and be like, handicapped.
I am not going to do that. You bite your tongue. I will never do that. Not in a million.
You at least get the senior cut in line. Come on.
No. I'm not old. I'm 18. I can't get away with it. I tried. Yeah. I'm 18. I tried. They won't let me.
That's a Benjamin Button kind of thing, right?
You got that right, brother. No, I'm not going down. When I go down, there'll be a lot of noise when I go down. But no, yeah. And I've been wanting to go back, but if there's no reason to go, I don't go. But it looks like I might be doing some video stuff. If I don't do that, I told M7 that I would at least go to Vegas because they've got a car coming in, but it's coming in like 2 days prior to them getting there. And I told them I'd snag it. So I'll see if I can snag one of their rooms at least for the time being. But I'd like to go hoof it again. It's been a while since I've done it, so I'm looking forward to it. Dude, I walked.
Yeah, I'm just so excited.
I walked, like, how many miles did I walk? I was at Wavecrest yesterday up in Mission Beach. And I got to tell you, man, I mean, it's not like miles and miles and miles. And I walked. I walked so many miles. I'm actually going to look it up. That's how impressed I was, if it'll even tell me. But I must
have. On any given race weekend, I do 9 miles on a race weekend.
Really?
What I average.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's just going around the stands, going around, you know, pits.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
The thing I'm doing, getting ready. My thing is like 9 miles every time.
Isn't it?
That's a pretty long walk.
Yeah, it is totally crazy. All right, Budsky. Hey, well, thanks for calling in, and good luck at SEMA. I'm sure I've got your number, so I'll hunt you down.
Yeah, plus you're Facebooking, and I mean, I'll catch up with you somehow.
All right.
I gotta bump some free stuff off you somehow, man. I gotta make you worth it.
There you go. You're a man after my own heart. All right, Dirt Dude. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Hey, we're gonna take a small break, and we come back more right here on SD Motorsports. We got Chris Holt on the line. You're definitely going to want to hear that. We'll be back in a moment.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, located at 18700 Lake Paris Road, right in Paris, California. Just go to parisautospeedway.com, find out the schedule, see what's going on, see what upcoming races are, and all the other events that go on at Paris Auto Speedway. Right now, we got Chris Holt on the line. Hey, Chris, how's it going, man?
Hi, Dave. Just called to let the race fans know we got a big race coming up this Saturday, the Glenn Howard Classic.
Talk to us about it. What is the Glenn Howard Classic?
Well, you know, Glenn Howard, he's passed away, but he was one of the icons in SCRA and CRA for many, many years. His story goes way back to the early 50s. Not a race fan, family not a race fan. And one of his neighbors needed some help, so asked him, Glenn, could you help me tow my race car to the racetrack? That was back in the day. They went out to Orange Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you talk about towing a car, you think a trailer. They towed it with a chain. They got out on the city streets and towed this race car all the way down to the racetrack. And Glenn Howard got a shot at seeing a race car, and he was hooked. So from 1954 up until 2007 when he passed away,
wow.
Big race fan. So we've dedicated this race after him now since 2007. Interesting about this race is Mike Spencer won it in 2012. All the other races since 2007 have been won by the Mark Alexander, number four.
Mm.
So the odds are in their favor that the Demon, who is the point leader right now, could pick up another win. And basically, that's in a nutshell, the Glenn Howard thing. We're just remembering one of the good old guys that dedicated his whole life to race cars, sprint cars.
And if nobody knows who the Demon is, that would be Mr. Gardner.
Yeah, I just got to assume that everybody knows the Demon.
Well, I just thought I'd throw that out there in case I got some little old lady from Pasadena that just tuned in and has no idea. But, folks, once you meet the Demon, you will know exactly why we call him the Demon.
Yeah, he's the point leader right now. Not mathematically going to win the championship, but he's working his way towards it. You know, they got a couple guys hot on his heels now. There's Richard Vanderweer that's about maybe 120 points back. So Demon could have some problem.
Yeah.
Vanderweer could take over, but only 5 points behind him is Jake Swanson. So this whole points battle is a few races away. You know, there's this Saturday, then there's the 18th, and then Oval National. So kind of a little bit early to be talking about championships, but looks like it's going to go Demon's way so far.
You may not want to talk about it, but you know it's on everybody's mind. And I'm sure the Demon is not sleeping well, only because, because you never know. Anything can happen. Heck, he could end up in the catch fence again.
This guy, he wants the championship. So bad, you know, that'll be number five for him. That would tie him with Mike Spencer and going way back to Jimmy Yosky. So this is a real big year for the Demon.
Yeah, I told Scott DeLosio, I says, I do not want to talk to that guy till he wins the series, because I don't think this would be a good interview until he wins the series. Then it'll be a great interview.
Yeah, he's amped up for sure. You know, and then we got Jake Swanson that's in third place right now. He's only about 3 points out of second. He's been fast all year, just had some bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lexi, the demon, he's commanding this whole deal. Richard Vanderweerd about a race and a half away. He's been real quiet. He's been kind of stealth right there. He's always there, always there. And then we got, you know, Brody Rillo, like we talked about, Austin Williams, that it comes out in a winning car every week. He's had some luck. You know, he's the guy that went over the fence.
Mm-hmm.
He won it 1 week and out in the park the next. So this is a tune-up for this Glenn Howard race. We got a couple guys coming in from Arizona, most likely. You know, mm-hmm. they haven't confirmed for sure, but R.J. Johnson, who's on a tear this year over there in Arizona, he says he's going to be there. Steve Sissek, that he's been a crowd favorite ever since he showed up earlier this year. He's not sure if he's going to make it to Paris, or he might be back in Missouri as of today. He's still not sure. Good racing, and you know, this is all like I say, a tune-up coming up to the main Oval Nationals that we got coming up there in November. So,
yeah, that's
action there at Paris Auto Speedway.
So, besides the demon, who would be your dark horse to take this if you had to pick one?
Austin Williams.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
But it's so hard to pick one because of Mike Spencer.
Yeah.
He's always right there. The Vanderweerd, actually the twins, Jake Swanson. We got another guy, Max Adams. He's a rookie, and he's in the top 7 in points. I don't know where this kid came from, but he's doing great. You know, and the other part of this show coming up, too, on Saturday, we have a really spectacular Young Gun series this year. There's two girls that are just really duking it out. They're doing everything but knocking each other into the wall. Young Courtney Crone just turned 15.
Yeah.
And she's been winning. She is the point leader in the Young Gun series. And then Hannah Mayhew, who raced some dwarf cars up in Ventura, she's in a full-blown sprint car. And let me tell you, she is right there all over her. So this is really getting kind of spectacular this year with the Young Gun series. And then naturally we have every race, the senior sprints. And this has come down to a point battle deal, too, between Eddie Tafoya and McCormick. There's only 5 points between those two coming into this weekend, and then one race left for their championship.
Wow.
It's going to be an exciting couple of races coming up before the Oval Nationals.
Yeah, I may have to set my alarm and come up. Well, it's just so hard for me anyway, because I got to get up at 5 the next morning. That's the only problem. And the racing is so good. It is so, so good.
You know, I say before the race, I got to get up Sunday morning. I am so amped up.
I know.
Alarm clock.
Well, and that's the funny thing. I mean, the races are over about 10 o'clock, roughly, depending on what the situation is, as long as water's flowing.
Yeah.
And I ended up, I usually don't get home till midnight.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right.
Not too bad.
But I'm not even sleepy. I mean, I'm leaving to go all the way back to Alpine, and I'm wide awake. By the time I get home, I'm starting to. But even when I get home, I'm still amped up because of all the racing. And, folks, that is not BS. You have to go. If you go to Paris Auto Speedway, you will know exactly what I'm talking about, especially if you go to these races.
The last race there where the Demon had to go to the back and came through the whole pack and won it at the checker flag.
I know. And his head got so big, we couldn't even get him in out of the car. It was so big. We had to wait till it swelled, shrunk back down again.
Yeah.
No, he earned that one. You can't say nothing. Well, you can never say anything bad about the Demon. I mean, the kid has driving abilities, you know, that's unbelievable. It really is.
Yes. And if you'll see that it's not a cakewalk for him every week in, week out. There's a whole batch of them, and I don't think they're there to win. I think they're there just to beat the Demon.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, that would be my goal. I mean, because really, if you beat, it's kind of like going after Kyle Busch. I mean, that guy just seems to, wherever he goes, he just seems to win, and you can't put a finger on it. I mean, it's not like he's cheating because it's not the 60s. But and Damon's not cheating. That's all. It's all driver, and I think a lot of it is drive. His drive to drive. I don't think anybody out there wants to win as much as he does. And I'm sure there's people that would argue with me, but
Well, they all want to win, but this guy is so intent. He's so focused, you know, and he's with the greatest group of people.
Yes.
This Mark Alexander, Scott Sales team.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned it before. Mm-hmm. Their shop is smaller than my bedroom. And I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up.
No, I believe
you. Couldn't put two race cars with tires in their shop. It's that small.
They work
out of the trailer, and they come out with the car ready. You know, you never see the hood off.
No.
You rarely see the hood off. It's there to race, and it's ready.
Yeah. The only thing they do is clean it.
And they're a low-dollar deal. They're always begging for money, and they run her week to week.
But, you know, they've just got the combination right now. They just have the combination. The question from everybody else that races with the Demon is, when is that combination going to break?
Yeah. Well, you know, another combination that we're waiting to gel here, and it's getting a little bit closer, is Mike Spencer. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a five-time champion. He's in a new ride this year, number 4S. Mm-hmm. With this the Ganson group, and as soon as he gets this dialed in, this is going to be pretty spectacular, because this is a top-notch ride. There is nothing that they need on this race car. It's all brand new. It's all the best stuff, and as soon as they get the right turn on the ranch, he's going to be tough to beat.
Oh, I bet you Demon is just he probably goes by and, oh, let me just adjust this for you just a little bit. Nah, they wouldn't let him near the car. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No, that's yeah, so that's next Saturday. Gates open at 5, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. Open at 5, racing at 7. Right. We got the senior sprints, the young guns, and the USAC CRA series, and that's it. That's going to be this weekend coming up. Right. Then they're back on the 15th of October, and then we go into early November, 10th, 11th, 12th, for the Oval Nationals. You know, that's when all the national guys are out.
Yeah.
Be a wrap for the year.
And I'm not saying that's the only one you should go to, folks. You should go to the first two races prior to the Oval Nationals, because a lot of people are going to come sneaking over to Paris Auto Speedway prior to the Oval Nationals just to get some track time in, some adjustment time. But that's what's nice about dirt. It's never the same.
They never want to let us know, because they don't want anybody else to know that they're coming in to kind of dial their car in and get ready for this deal, because it's a lot of money, a lot of prestige.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can see Don.
Deal.
Yeah, Don sits in the water truck and goes, hey, look who just showed up. I didn't know he was coming. But
they did. They just didn't tell.
I know. Well, I wouldn't tell either, would you? I mean, come on. A good promoter doesn't do that. I like keeping the suspense, because you never know whether they're going to or not. 9 times out of 10, you know they're going to.
Yeah,
this has been a good race season this year. This has been really, you know, the points are close. Yeah,
points are close, and you don't know who's going to win any one week. We've had guys running the front of the pack right up to about 3 laps from the end. There's been so much heartbreak. There's been so much jubilation between all these guys. You know, the Demon, he went half a season before he won a race, but always right there.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. No, I'm very excited. I got a sneaky feeling you'll be seeing me next Saturday for sure.
You won't be disappointed.
No, I've never been. Are you kidding? I've never been disappointed. I've never been disappointed at any time I've ever come up. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No, it's all good. So just go to the website, folks, for ticket pricing, and the prices are the same. They haven't raised it because of this event. You know, you can take the whole family. It's the track is positioned to where you're not in the sun during sunset. You don't get blasted in the eyes. The food is phenomenal. I'm telling you, I've eaten there every time I go, and it's just very tasty. I don't know. Must be the methanol. I don't know what does it, because doesn't you notice how the food always tastes better at Paris?
Yeah. Yep.
It's got to be the methanol.
Yep. Hey, can I throw in a little thank you to all the fans that showed up for the California Racers Hall of Fame night this last race we had? It was hot. We had a water main break. We had a lot of people that, contributed towards this deal. It was a success. We had a tremendous, overwhelming response to our trophy dash that we're going to, the Junior Kurtz trophy dash that, by the way, we will have again next year.
Great.
And with the fans, they make this deal an event, and I can't thank them enough.
Well, I tell you what, I was there, and I'll tell you what, that was great racing. Yeah, we had a little water issue, and we had to kind of speed it up a little bit, which really wasn't all bad either for me. Thank you very much. I got home at 11 o'clock, so I am not complaining at all. But, no, folks, I'm telling you, if you've never been to Paris Auto Speedway, you have to go. It's a bucket list if there ever was one. And I would say gosh, the next three races are the ones to go to, because, I mean, that's when it's all going to come together, or at least the next two.
My saying is you never want to miss a race at the pass, because you might miss something you'll never see again. It is so true.
Isn't that?
If you look back, you know, sometimes we'll see this or that. Say, you'll never see that again.
No, you're absolutely right. You won't see. Yeah, you just won't see it. I mean, I always tell everybody, Paris Auto Speedway is ballet on dirt.
It sure is.
There it is. All right, Chris, thank you very much for taking time out of your Sunday. I truly appreciate it. I'm just hoping that Delosio's check won't bounce.
Yeah, it will. Hey, well, I got to thank 1170 AM, you know, and KCBA and Dave Stahl and everybody.
Oh, thank you.
You know, for helping us out. We really enjoy the fans listening and hope they show up.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're always here for you, buddy. You never have to worry. Anytime you got somebody that needs a little bit of airtime for maybe bumping their, you know, sponsorship, or they need somebody, because, hey, anybody that comes on my show, they're more than welcome to tell their sponsors that, hey, if you sponsor my car, I'll get you on a 50,000-watt station in San Diego. And if you really give me a lot of money, I'll drag you down and put you on TV on KUSI, which is the number one watch morning show in San Diego. And everybody likes a staycation.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Okay, Dave, thanks.
All right, you take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, more right here on SD Motorsports. Got an interview with Tommy Johnson Jr., NRHRA drag racer.
Why are you looking at nothing but taillights? We've got the answer. Coming up, AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SD Motorsports, brought to you by Certified Car Care. 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net for all your automotive needs. Everything from your normal car all the way to a race car. And if you mention you heard it right here on KCBQ, they've got a massive discount off their dyno pull. All you need to do is go in and ask. All right, got a Tommy Johnson Jr. interview, NHRA. Let's go ahead and run that, see how he's doing this year.
Okay, all right. I haven't done a whole lot of NHRA lately, but, you know, I decided if I'm going to do NHRA, who am I going to call? Tommy Johnson Jr. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing good. Appreciate the call.
I know. You know, I just love chatting with you, because, I mean, you're a bright light in a dark room when it comes to NHRA. Because, I mean, I'm telling you. Well, because, so many, you know, adversities and all the stuff that comes up to you. I mean, but you just do it with a smile. I love it. I think it's the best thing going.
That's the only way to get it done. You
well,
know?
It
you
is.
Know, it's my love, and I love to do it, you know, to race for a living. And I mean, how bad can it be? You know, but it's not been easy. It's a tough road. But if you want something bad enough, you put your mind to it and you get it done.
Well, you know, I think it's tougher now than it ever has been. I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, it was. I mean, okay, there was a little bit of money, but it was really more for just, can I beat you? That's all I really wanted to do, was beat you. Now, all of a sudden, you know, money's gotten involved and corporate gotten involved, and now it's not so much for fun as it is, you know, let's see who's going to go buy my product after I gave you X amount of dollars to go down 1,000 feet or, you know, 1,430, whatever the case may be, you know. So, but it doesn't take it away. I mean, it bothers you probably before you get in the car. Once you get in the car and you strap in and you put all your gear on, all that goes away. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I love racing the car, and that's the passion. Driving the car is the most fun part, It's the work that goes along with it. You know, it's funny to see young guys coming up in the sport, smash, want to race, and
yeah. They
don't realize what all goes into it. You know, I mean, the talent to drive the car, well, there's lots of people who have that, you know, and it's a great thing to do, but you got to be willing to put in the work besides at the track driving the car. There's a lot that goes into racing nowadays, and you're right, it does pull some of the fun away, but I tell everybody it's a different kind of fun. You know,
yeah.
It's growing up and being a sportsman racer and having fun racing and then wanting to do it for a profession and getting that level, it's changed. You know, it's not the same as it was, but, man, I'll tell you what, when you hit the throttle and the car plants you back in the seat, it's still a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, okay, it's worth it. Otherwise, you wouldn't see anybody drag racing if it was as ugly as everybody seems to think it is. And it's really,
it doesn't
really
matter what you do. It's got, you know, everything's got negatives to it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I don't care what you're doing. I mean, as long as you're fulfilling your passion, and I think that's the key. And you do so much for the youth. You know, I know it doesn't sound really? He does something for the youth? But you've got, you know, you don't like to talk about it, but you've got some serious fans that love watching what you do, and they follow you in your sport, and they see what you do. I mean, and then let's face it, working for Make-A-Wish, you know, how tough could that be? I mean, that's got to be one of the greatest things going for you.
Yeah, I tell you what, you said a little bit ago, you know, you're a lot of the guys are out here and they're pushing a product and seeing how much stuff they can sell for a company, but my situation's unique, and it's much different than everybody else's. And, you know, I have a great lady that funds our team, that sponsors it and pays for the entire team to run. And,
wow.
And she donates that space away to Make-A-Wish to raise awareness what great things they do for the kids that are really going through some hard times. And, you know, I'm not pushing a product. I'm not selling a product. I'm selling you to what great things Make-A-Wish does and to represent them. And, you know, we have kids out to the track every Saturday, and we entertain them in the hospitality, and we show them a good time, and they bring their families out, and they laugh, and they smile, and they cheer on their car, and they have a normal day for once, you know, just to be able to come out to the races and cheer on and watch them racing and cheer on the Make-A-Wish car. And
yeah,
to see those families, you know, smile and have a great time. And, you know, that's product enough right there for me. You know, I mean, to have all those kids out there and just they're going through tough times. So even when you do have a bad day in the race car and you don't do as well as you wanted,
it
puts things in perspective. You know, I mean, you look at what they're going through and you think, well, maybe that loss wasn't that big of a deal.
Tommy, let's back up just a minute, because you made a statement that I think a lot of people, if they had caught it, would say, really? Because your car is sponsored by Make-A-Wish. What's the first analogy that when you see that? Well, Make-A-Wish, instead of giving money to kids, they must be taking all the money that people are donating to Make-A-Wish and giving it to this drag racing guy. So let's kind of clarify that. You don't have to give the donor's name, but that's not the case. You have an individual who's paying the bills, and the advertisement is for Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
Huge, man. You just gave me goosebumps on top of goosebumps on top of freaking goosebumps. That is amazing.
Terry's a lovely lady. I mean, there's not too many people like her. And, you know, she loves racing, and she loves kids, and she's been fortunate in life and wants to give back, you know, and to sponsor a race team for an entire season and just give it all away for free and raise awareness for Make-A-Wish, it takes a pretty big person and a pretty big heart. And, thankful that she loves racing. And, you know, she not only does my car, she also sponsors another one, Jack Beckman's.
I know.
Hero Program. It's a charity for the wounded vets to come back. And, you know, she's a great lady and does some very unique things and very thankful. I wish there was a lot more people like her, and wish there was, several cars out there that were able to do that.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I'm dead serious, because I know you're not paying me. You haven't got any money. It's all in the race car. But I'm going to run this segment way more than once, just because you cleared up a fact that I hear all the time. The United States Army sponsor, and, you know, couldn't they take that money and do other things with it? You know, that's hard to dispute, because the military and you and I and all our tax dollars are paying for Schumacher. I'm not taking anything away from Schumacher. It's still good for the sport. But to hear that somebody individually that doesn't want to be known has stepped up and wrote, because, dude, I know your program is at least $150 a year, right?
Oh, yeah, there's a few million there.
I was trying to be nice. But, okay, when you see her, she doesn't know me and I don't know her and I don't want to know her because I like the anonymity. Give her a big hug and tell her it was from Dave in San Diego, because it's all about giving back. Penny to a million, as long as you're on the planet. If you're not giving back, get off the planet.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad out there these days. It's great to see some good, you know.
God,
and she's doing so much good. And
you made my day.
It's special to be part of it, you know.
Yeah, you made my day. I'm dead serious. I have nothing to gain by telling you that, because you won't let me drive your car. But you made my day. So how are you doing in this season for the folks that aren't keeping up? And they will after this, I guarantee it.
It's been pretty good. You know, I mean, it hasn't been a great season, but it's been a good season. It hasn't been bad at all. You know, we've won a race. We've been to the final a couple times. And we're starting our countdown now. This first of the last six races, we race for the countdown. You have to be in the top 10 to even have a chance at it.
Yeah.
We started at seventh, you know, we reset the points. So I think we've got a great shot at it. We've actually peaking at the right time. It's kind of a, you know, you run in spells, you know, you do well, you do bad, you do well. Yeah. And we're kind of peaking at the right time. Our performance has gotten better and better over the season, and it's gotten really good the last few races, and it's kind of that time to shine. With, you know, six races to win a championship, you can't have any mistakes. You have a bad race, you're done. So you have to go out there and be good for six, and right now is a great time to peak. And, you know, last 2 years we finished third in the standings, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's the third time's a charm. Maybe we can get that championship this year and peak at the right time.
Well, I'm not going to guarantee anything, but I've had some racing celebrities call me prior to a event, and one of them was Gilles DeFerrin, who drove Indy and Kart and all that, and he called me and then won the championship. So I'm not saying that this that I, but if I did, I know you'll have a direct line calling me every yeah. single time.
No pressure or nothing.
Yeah, no
yeah,
pressure. No.
Win,
yeah, no pressure at all. But all I want to say is if you do win the championship, you got to wear my San Diego Motorsports sticker on the side of your car. That's all you got to do.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's easy enough.
All
yeah.
right, buddy. Hey, you know
you're willing to do a lot of things for championships. That seems pretty simple.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll probably come up and see. I you know I always come up at Pomona. And I, you know, I always used to say, "Hey, I'm gonna cut." But you know what? Every time I go by the pits, you guys are so enthralled in trying to get your car ready. So just talking to you in a relaxed atmosphere is everything to me, and I appreciate it. And I wish you all the luck in the world. And thank God that Make-A-Wish is there. And you know, I could tell you a really quick story on Make-A-Wish. We had a little boy in San Diego that was terminally ill, and he wanted some motorcycles to come by his house, so he went to Make-A-Wish, and they said, "Well, sure, you're more than what do you? How many bikes you want?" Now he's 12 years old, and he wants 3,000 Harley Davidsons to come by his house. So they worked like crazy. They got 500 to commit, so they came to the little TV station that I work at, which is not little, we're the number one watch morning show. Jumped into my segment. I didn't even know they were coming. The day of the event, it went from 500 bikes to 4,000 bikes. This kid was thrilled. So hats off to Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, they do some great things yeah. for some great kids, and it's love. It's great to see everybody get involved with it. You know, we not only have the kids out to every race, but we've also been able to grant two wishes. And I tell you what, it's nothing like being a part of granting a wish. It's something special.
It is. And for all you folks out there that don't think you can grant a wish, and you have some frequent flyer miles that you're just sitting on, you don't know what to do with, that's the number one expense for Make-A-Wish, is getting the folks from point A to point B. So I donate all my miles. So if you're not using yours, trust me, donate them. It'll be just like giving a kid a wish. Trust me.
Yeah, it is. It's a great deal. And then, you know, they do a great job. I got to see the itinerary on those two wishes, and I mean, it's laid out, and
yep.
they really are organized and do a great job. I mean, it's you know, it's funny to hear the kids talk about it years later after
yeah.
they've been granted a wish. They said that was one of the most special days of my life.
See?
You know.
I know. Isn't it great about giving back? It's all about giving back.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
It is, man. All right, hey, safe travels, and where's your next race?
Off to Charlotte. Charlotte starts three in a row. Charlotte, St. Louis, Reading, Pennsylvania.
Woohoo!
Dallas, Vegas, and Pomona. I'll see you.
Hang on, brother. We'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right. It's always great having Tommy Johnson on the line. I mean, he is such a class act. All right, hey, we're going to be hitting the road here in a second, and guess what? Gun Sports Radio is coming up next. Lance Pelkey will be with me, and we'll be sitting here chatting about everything and everything you want to know about guns, the sport. We've got Joe in the house all the way from Gun Sports or the Gun Range San Diego. He'll have some interesting news for us. I haven't looked at the top sheet yet. Lance has done a stellar job as usual. Looks like our special guest today will be Joel Anderson, Senator Joel Anderson, I might add. So this show will be just chock full of all kinds of great news and interesting. I don't know what they're shooting today, but I'll have to take a peek. But so what did they go and shoot? Oh, they're going to talk about five facts about the AR-15 gas impingement versus the piston tested at the Gun Range San Diego. Piston driven? I know about pistons. I don't know about those kinds of pistons, but we'll find out. That's what the Gun Sport Radio Show is all about, is to educate you. We don't care if you're a gun owner or not. We just want you to be educated. So if you do decide you want to become a gun owner, we'll have the ranges, we'll have the shops, we'll have every place for you to go, and you can go with true confidence. And if you ever have a problem with any of our sponsors, all you need to do is call us. All right, we're going to hit the dusty trail. When we come back, Gun Sports Radio, right here on KCBQ AM 1170. We are The Answer.
SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.